The next few weeks, I would begin a series on halachas of traveling. So let's begin with davening on the road. There are a number of different halachas that relate to this. This is going to be, I'm not sure if we'll finish everything today, but the next few weeks we'll discuss Shemona Esrei in particular. So the first question becomes, a person's traveling by car, by boat, by airplane, and the Indian of standing up during Shemona Esrei, during tefillah. So there's a machlokis, seems to be a contradiction in two different Shulchan Aruch as to why we stand during Shemona Esrei. So if you look at number one, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tefillah Simen Tzadiches, HaTefillah Hi B'makom HaKarbon. The Tefillah Shemona Esrei is in place of a karbon. And he goes on to give many examples. Those who are learning Daf Yomi now would really appreciate some of these halachas. He says a person shouldn't have he should have proper kavanah, not mixing together machshava acheres, which is called pigel. Everything focused on what you are doing at hand. Umar dumya davoda. There's a halacha. The pasuk says la mod v'lasharis. You have to stand when doing sheres. Stand when doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So too, since tefillah is in place of karbanos, in place of the avoda, you need to stand during tefillah. That's one reason based on karbanos. But the second reason is found in Simen Tzadihe. The Mechaber writes that when a person's davening, he's describing how meniach yada alibo kfusim, you should have the hands clutched together over the heart, and hayimanis al smallest, the right hand over the left hand, chesed over gvura, ve'omed ke'eved lefnei rabo, like a person, a servant, stands in front of his master, be'ema, be'yira, u'be'pachad. Nothing to do at all with tefillah, but rather with avoda, karbanum, simply having to do with how to stand in front of a king, in front of the master of the universe. So it sounds like at first glance that these two different approaches of mechaber would hinge upon the famous machlokis in the Gemara and Brachos, the nature of tefillah, whether tefillah is keneged avos tiknum or keneged temidim tiknum. That if that you assume tefillah is bimakom karbon in place of the karbanos, so then that would be the first Shulchan Aruch that you have to stand for the avoda, so you have to stand for tefillah. But it has to do, nothing is completely separate from karbanos. It has to do with what the avos did, where the avos daven in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu with Eima, Beir, Vefachad. That perhaps would be the understanding of this second Shulchan Aruch. But everyone really agrees that, of course, you need to stand for tefillah during Shemona Esrei. So Shulchan Aruch writes, what happens if a person is traveling? What are you supposed to do? The first thing, there's a tefillah, you guys may have learned this before, Havinenu. There's a tefillah called Havinenu. Havinenu is a tefillah that the Gemara describes where you'd say the first three brachas in full, the last three brachas in full, but the middle would be this abridged short bracha, short tefillah, if a person needs to say. That's called Havinenu. So Shulchan Aruch addresses this in number three. B'shas ha'dachak, a person is very pressed for time. Kagon shu b'derach, he's traveling. And he doesn't have time to daven a full Shemona Esrei. So then we have, reading the bold, Mispalal Acher Shlosh Rishonos Havinenu. After saying the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, he says the Havinenu paragraph. I don't know if this is found in like the article Siddur. I've never seen this before inside the Siddur. But you'd say the Havinenu. And then Omer Acharei, afterwards you say the final three Acharonos, the final three brachas, Vitzarach La'amram Mu'umad. You're supposed to say this standing up. That's if you're really pressed for time. But the Mishabur points out this is something we really don't rely on. That's probably why it's not found in the article Sidurim. He says, "Biderech tov yoser." It's much better. She's palo kol hashmona esrei brachos behalicha o b'yeshiva. If you have the option of standing for 5 minutes saying Havinenu, or saying Shemona Esrei while walking or while sitting, better to say a full Shemona Esrei in the car moving or sitting or in the plane than it is to stop for 5 minutes of saying Havinenu. So we're going to assume Havinenu is really not an option. It's off the table. We're focusing now on Shemona Esrei, how a person should say Shemona Esrei when davening on the airplane, driving the car, being a passenger. That's going to be our focus. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Chesme Beis, this is number 5, Hayarochev ala chamor. The closest we have to riding in a car would be riding on a donkey. That's what we have in the Gemaras. We always look back to the Gemaras, of course, for the source and for models. So a guy is riding on a donkey, and time for tefillah comes. He should be yaraid v'ispalel. He should descend and daven, and he shouldn't daven while sitting on that donkey. Vim eino yachol leirid. If he can't go down, so then yachsi espanov. He should turn his face around. Let's say he's going the opposite direction of Eretz Yisrael or Yushalayim. So ideally, he should step down and focus and face Yerushalayim. If he can't, whatever reason, then he should try to turn his head around, even though his body is facing the wrong direction. He can't, he's not that flexible, it's dangerous to not look forward. He should at least focus in his mind on the Kodesh HaKodesh. So that's what the Mishnah says. Talks about the focus. Nothing to do with standing or sitting. Just to having your keneged, davening keneged, the Kodesh Kodesh. So the Gemara, however, Daf Lamed, number 6, says this also applies to the lachas of standing. So the Brai says, Machlok is what to do. Should you stand? Should you sit during while riding the donkey? So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Haya rochev alacham, or you're riding on the donkey, v'higiyaz man tefila, tefila comes. Im yesh lo misha yochez es chamor, you have an assistant there who could hold on to the donkey, yarod lematil v'yispal, you should come down from the donkey and daven. Vim lav, if there's no one to hold on to it, and if you come off the donkey, you're going to lose your donkey, yashav vim komo v'yispal, you should sit down on the chamor and you should daven. But Rebbe Omer, and this is how he paskin the Gemara, says, bein kach, yashav bim komo v'yispal. You should sit in place, and you should daven. Why? Lefi she'ein daitom yushevas ala, because a person's mind isn't focused if he's going up and down. Rashi says it means because shekasha lav ikla derech, he's in a rush. If he gets down, it's not a very simple thing to stop the car, turn on for the chamor. You have to climb down. You have to, you know, put down, you know, hold it on to, tie it to something, and then you need to untie it, get back on. It's going to be 15 extra, 20 extra minutes, 30 minutes, who knows what. And then you're going to be very bothered about behind in your schedule. So therefore, you should sit in place, as Rebbe. Don't come down the chamor and daven on top while sitting on the chamor.
The chamor has to stop?
The chamor has to stop. Maybe. So let's see. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, number 8. He says, Ki birida, reading just the bold here, Ubaliyah, going down and up, Tisbala machshava, so he gets very confused, he's mixed, he wants to focus. Below yuchal lechaven, he can't have proper kavana. Umikol makom, to answer Ezra's question, Yesh la'akev behema, he should stop the animal, stop the chamor, sit down in that place on top of the chamor and daven. Why? What's the basis? I'll show you that sugi in just a second. That riding, moving on a chamor or a sus or any other animal, is like you're walking. You can't daven while walking. That's very bidyevet to do that. So just like you can't walk on your feet and daven, so too while the chamor is moving, you can't daven either. That's called rachov is kimahalich. It's as if you're moving. Ella, what you should do is, says Rabbeinu Yonah, yesh lo la'amod, you should stop the chamor. When you're standing, rather, when you're walking, you should stop to daven. Hachanami kisharochev, when you're riding a donkey, ein lo lespalo be'od sheholich ala behema. You shouldn't daven while it's moving. Stop the chamor, stop your car, pull over to the side, and you should sit in your car to daven, sit on the chamor to daven. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says.
Is that only Shmona Esrei, or like
right now we're talking about Shmona Esrei only. So then you go on weiter. Let's look at the Gemara in the Kedushin Daf number 9 here. What's the basis of this Mahalich Keholich Dami? Rachav is Kemahalich Dami. So Gemara number 9 is talking about the following Shaila. Ibailahu Rachav Kemahalich Dami Olo. So Rashi tells us it's talking about your Rebbe's walking. Your Rebbe walks into the room, we stand up. Let's say Rebbe comes on a Chamor. He comes on a Sus. Do you have to stand? Or not? Is he considered sitting? He's sitting on the sus, he's sitting on the chamor, or is that considered him walking into the room? Your Rebbe drives a car where you are. You have to stand up for him? Yeah, there's a story, I think it was Rav Moshe, not Rav Moshe, someone else, when he'd speak to a certain Rav on the phone, he would stand up while talking on the phone, even though he wasn't present at all. There's a certain aim and pachad you have when you're talking to a Rebbe. So, when the Rebbe drives in, or he comes on a chamor, do you have to stand up for him? Is that as if he's rachav kemahalich dami? Or no, he's sitting down. Olav, it's considered kiyoshev dami. That's the safek of the Gemara. So Gemara brings an interesting raya from Tumah V'Tara. I'm not going to get into the raya, but the conclusion is Amar of Nachman Bar Kohen Zos Ameris, that rachav kemahalich dami. That riding something, riding a chamor, riding a car, is as if you're walking. So that's the basis of Rabbeinu Yonah, that just like a person is davening, he needs to stand still, so too if you're on the chamor, you have to stop the chamor. Otherwise, it's as if you're walking during Shemoneh Esrei. Now, there's some interesting applications of this concept of rachav kimahalech dami, that when you're riding something, it's as if you're walking. Do you have to wear a yarmulke? Let's say you are in a car, on a bus, in a plane. Is that as if you're walking? You're sitting down in your seat. I'm not moving. Do I have to wear a yarmulke? Is that considered walking or not? If you're sitting at home, you don't have to, in theory, wear a yarmulke. In theory, you could sit there without, we would advise a person always wearing a yarmulke, but in theory, you could sit down in your house not wearing a yarmulke. But let's say you're sitting in a car that's moving. So it says the Taz in number 11, based on the Shulchan Aruch, which says, "V'lo yelech begilui harosh," a person should never walk with his head exposed. Hu adin, he writes, "Im rochev al gabei behema o yoshe ba'gala hu kemahalech." So too, if you're sitting in a car and the car is moving, it's as if you are walking and moving, and you have to cover your head as well. A treadmill, great. Also, is it treadmill, you said?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, but if you did, either way, treadmill is a good example. You're moving in the same place, so seemingly that would also require a covering on your head. But that might be better, actually, because maybe less walking than a chamor. Because at least by a chamor, you're covering ground.
Yeah, you're not
but by a treadmill, you're not really covering any ground, so it's an interesting thought. Another application just of this topic of rachav kechamor dami. If you're riding, kemahalech dami rather, if you're riding something, is it as if you are walking or not? So there's an interesting shiloh. Let's say a person, it's Shabbos already has started, and you're in a makum sakana, in a dangerous place. And there's no Erev, so of course you can't carry anything. There's a violation of Isir Deraisa, if there's a Rishus Rabbim, if it's only a Karmelis, it's Isir Midrabanim. Let's say you're outside the Tchum, but you're in a dangerous place. Could you walk beyond the Tchum to get to a safe area? That's the question. So look inside the Beis Yosef, number 13. He says, "Ma she'tiru leilech b'Shabbos b'makum sakana, davka al raglav." The person's in a makum sakana, you want to leave, you're allowed to. Only when you're walking, im yachol, v'lo lirkov, you shouldn't go on a chamor or a sus, derachav kimahalech, v'yesh yoser iser birechiva. Okay, so he says it's worse to ride something than it is to walk. So walk out of the danger zone, but don't ride out of the danger zone. Why? Because when walking, there's only one iser of tchum. When riding something, you have two iserim. There's tchum, but there's also an iser to ride a horse, or ride a chamor on a Shabbos, so there's two iserim. So better to walk than it is to ride. Mm-hmm. Fine. So then the Gemara says, but rather Beis Yosef says, but it's possible to say, Ef Shalomar, reading the bold, Shetov lirkov milelech araglav. It might be better actually to ride a horse than it is to walk. Why? Because the Gemara in Erevin has a suffix, Ibailan im yesh tchumin lemala me'asara. Tchum, you can't walk alpaim am, you can't walk 2,000 amos outside the city. But the Gemara says, is that only applied to the ground level? Well, let's say a guy's flying, for example. He's flying somehow, he's in his flying a hoverboard or something, he's in the air 10 tvachim off the ground. Is that considered a violation of tchum? The tchum exists above 10 tvachim. Gemara is a suffix. So he says it's possible that when you ride on something, you're outside the tchum, because a sus, 10 tvachim is around 40 inches high, not very high. So where you're on your chamor, you're on a sus, you're lemal v'yasar tvachim. You're above, so there's no tchum. So it might be better to ride than it is to walk outside the tchum, because there may not be any tchum above Esar Tvachim. Everyone with me on this? Fine. So that's his back and forth he goes.
It's not the Isser of riding.
In a Hanami. But
one,
now,
one-to-one.
Exactly, one-to-one. So the Isser of riding versus Isser Tchum. That's what he's saying.
Right, which is worse.
Right, which is worse. So look at the interesting Raya he brings. He says, look at the next paragraph of number 13. Habagos Mordechai per kama de Irvin, kosev de berochev nami ika Isser Tchum. Look at the Raya he says, how do you know that there's an Isser Tchum above 10 Tvachim? The famous Maisa of Elisha, who's also known as Acher, and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is trying to chase down his Rebbe, who now went off the derech, to come back, and they're busy, it's on Shabbos, he's chasing him down, and they're riding on a horse, one after the next. And then Elisha, Ben Avuya, or Acher, his other name, says to Rabbi Meir, Chazer b'cha, go back. Shashiarti b'talpe susei, I was able to calculate based on the steps of the horse, ad kan tchum Shabbos, up until this is tchum Shabbos. What's going to be with you? And that's where the story happened. But wait a second. If we're talking about riding a sus, isn't that above 10 tvachim? And there's no tchum above 10 tvachim? So Agos Mordechai Paskins that there is going to be an Isser of Tchum even above 10 Tvachim. All right, fascinating discussion. But what the Magen Avraham says, bring it back to our sugya just for a moment, says the Magen Avraham, number 14. Ulefi ani asdaiti, yesh b'rechiva Isser Tchumim, afilu l'mal me'asara, d'rochav kimahalech dami. He brings our sugya back in. He thinks that there is an Isser Tchum above 10 Tvachim, because since we pass him the Gemara Kedushin, Rochav is Kimahalech. When you're riding something, the donkey, that sus, is like an extension of you. It's as if you are walking. It's not considered Lamala Me'asara Tvachim. Lamala Me'asara Tvachim is if you're flying. You're on a flying carpet. You're going above 10 Tvachim. You're in a hoverboard, going 4 feet in the air. That's considered Lamala Me'asara Tvachim. But when you're Rochav, you're riding something, then the legs of the chum, or the legs of the sus, is as if you're walking, and everyone would agree there would be a violation of tchumim on Shabbos.
So if you're flying, there's no
tchum? I'm flying, right. Exactly. In terms of flying, there would not be a problem of tchum, exactly. It would seem, at least. It would seem that way. Okay. So that's all in the world of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that you have to stop, back to our sugi of Hilchos Tfilah now, that since we paskin in all these areas, that rochav is kimahalich. When you're riding a car, riding a donkey, riding a horse, it's like you're walking, you have to stop the car. You want to daven while on the road, you see the sun setting, it's mincha time, you need to pull over or stop in the middle if you want. Stop moving the car. I wouldn't advise that, obviously. Stop the car and daven. But it comes along Tosfos, number 15, and says otherwise. Tosfos says, reading just that bold, those three words, afilu bimahalich mispalo. You could daven while that chamor is moving. You're busy hitting the horse, you're busy hitting the donkey, it's moving, holding on nice and tightly. You could say, Hashem svasai tiftach uviyagitza azech, and you could daven while you're moving. So what's the big question? How could you daven while you're moving? Isn't that kimahalich dami? Didn't we just say in the Gemara, rochuv kimahalich dami? How does Tosfos allow you to do this? So it says the Meiri number 16. Half a piece, shabu rochuv kimahalich dami, ain't no kimahalich gamor. It's not really like you're walking, come on. I'm sitting on the chamor. I'm not really moving. The chamor is the one that's moving. It's not really kimahalich dami. So with respect to my Rebbe walking in the room, who comes on the chamor, so I stand up for my Rebbe to show respect. It's not really kimahalich dami. So therefore, I can daven while that chamor is moving. I can daven while my car is moving. I can daven on the road. I'm driving the car, and I can daven Shemini Esrei while driving. That's what it sounds like from this Tosfos. So Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the explanation? Why is that the case? Why is that? How can we say it's not mahalach dami like the Meiri says? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, number 17, he gives an explanation. He says, if you just take it, I should have bolded only some of this, it's a bit much here. If you read number 17, the second line down is, afilu hachi l'inyan zeh. B'di'eved ima shaira holeches. Let's say you're in a cab, and you say, can you wait just 15 minutes while I daven? The guy's not going to wait for you. Or you're driving a bus. You mind just stop over for 15 minutes while I daven here, and they're not going to stop and wait for you. So if im hashayra holeches, if you're going to miss your bus, so then b'di'eved he says yispal below ikav habema. You can't force the bus driver to stop. So you could daven while the bus is moving. Why? Shetfila kaven shetzluya bekavana. The whole idea of tefila is about focus. Ubi yeshiva seivar menachas, when your limbs, your body is stationary. Ein lidmos. Halicha beraglav, you can't compare it to walking on feet. Sheyeshlo amel balicha. So when you step here, it takes time, it takes effort and strength. Lo yuchal levarich klal, lechavin klal. You can't compare actual walking lalicha behema to walking while on a behema. Sheomi aleh benachas. You're sitting on the chamor, your body is rested. Yes, relatively to the ground, you're moving. You're going to be point A and you're going to get to point B, but that's not your effort. The whole idea of Amida, we said before in the Shulchan Aruch, according to one opinion, was Eimo Pacha, to have that focus of the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I could accomplish, if I'm on a plane, if I'm on a bus, I could accomplish that same Eimo by just sitting down and focusing. If you're busy walking and trying to not step on cracks and trip over stones, you're not going to have that Kavana. So when it says that it comes to Amida, that's only in terms of the body being Be'amida. But you could still accomplish that same Amida and that same kavana while sitting on a bus, sitting on a car. And for that reason, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, understanding Tosfos, you can daven while the chamor is still moving. Because my body is stationary.
Does it matter if you're driving or not?
We're going to get to that in just a second. So, but let's say you're a passenger.
Yeah.
But even a driver at this point, if I'm moving, the car is moving ahead, my body is rested. I might be pressing the gas a little bit and the brake a little bit here. Am I moving the... But for the most part, my body is stationary. And that would be allowed. Even though I can't daven while I'm walking, I may daven while I'm driving or on the bus or in the airplane. That's what comes out from Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos.
According to Tosfos, you can actually daven while you're walking.
According to Tosfos, no. He's referring to the if the animal, he's going on that sugya of the animal moving. We do paskin b'di'evid, if you really have no choice, a person may walk during davening, but it's really very much b'di'evid. His focus right now here is when the behemah is being mahalich. That's what he's referring to. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So on one hand, Rabbeinu Yonah said you have to stop the animal. You need a real amida. And Tosos and Rabbeinu Yonah's second understanding is even while it's moving, since your body is focused and stationary, you are allowed to daven while the car or bus or airplane is moving. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch writes in number 18, Simon Tzadi Dalid, that Hayarochev al Chamor, you're riding on a Chamor, and just going down a few words to the next bold, Mispalel Derech Hilucho. You are allowed to daven while the camel, where the donkey is moving. You're allowed to. Like Tosos, even though it's moving. V'chein im haya b'sfina. Oh, agave karon. Let's say you're on a boat, or you're on a wagon of some sort. Im yuchal la'amod. Omid. Im lav yoshev b'mkomo u'mispalo. So obviously in a chamor, you can't really stand while davening in a chamor. I would imagine not. But let's say you're on a boat where there's a floor, or there's a wagon where there's some room height. So then ideally you should stand. And if you can't stand, you could sit as well. But that's how we paskin. So in a chamor, in a car, you can't stand in a car. So you should daven while sitting down. But if you're in a bus where you could stand up, or a plane, you should stand up. That's what comes out from this Shulchan Aruch right now.
Standing on a plane today.
We're going to get there in a second. So Taz said, number 19, the Taz asks the following question. Number 19. The Taz says, wait a second. Reading just the bold here. Im kein, kasha kan. De lehevi karo nusfina kimalech. If we just said it before, that when you're on a type of transport where that the bus is moving, the wagon is moving, it's as if you're moving also. It's kimahalach dami. So who cares whether you're sitting or standing at that point? If you're viewing roche kimahalach dami, that when you're riding something, it's like you're moving. So whether I'm standing or whether I'm sitting, isn't it always like I'm walking? Who cares what I'm doing on top of the wagon? It's always kimahalach dami. He says, ma she'ome besocha, who cares whether I'm standing or sitting? So look what he says. The whole idea of amida, the whole idea of standing, tzarech lomar, dekan le'inin tefila, lo heitzrihu lispala me'umad, the only reason why you stand during davening, kidei shetehei emas shechinola, like we've been saying, just to have the ema. U'bazeh sagi gam omeid bekar nusfina, that's sufficient, that's going to be accomplished by standing on a wagon. Af shelo mikre omei mitzad tenuas hakaro nusfina. Meaning mitzad halacha, it's not considered amida. If I'm standing on a moving bus, on a car, on a wagon, that's not called amida. It's called walking. But you know what, says the Taz, we don't care about walking when it comes to tefillah. We don't care what's considered amida or what's considered a halacha. When it comes to tefillah, all we care about is your focus. So if you're going to have better focus standing up on the svina, even though it might be viewed as walking, if you have better focus, then that's okay. Because, what's a good example? What's an idea you need halicha for? For what?
As it comes out, if you're sitting on a plane, it's kamida dami, and lamaisa you're having more kavana anyhow.
No, on a plane, it's opposite. Meaning the plane, it's like kalicha dami. It's like you're walking, but we don't care. The focus of tefillah is not about halicha amida, it's about kavana.
And I'm saying because it's kamida dami, if you're sitting, it makes no sense. Even if you're sitting, it's kamida dami. And if you're gonna have more koyach to daven by or kavana to daven when you're sitting, so you still consider like as if you're a amida.
So that's hard to say only because the Chazal already say one has more kavana during amida than he does by yeshiva. But your point is correct in that we don't care whether halacha in other arenas view my sitting on a wagon or plane as walking or standing. We don't care about that. Tefillah, amida by tefillah simply means the best kavana you could have. So if I'm traveling on an airplane and standing will give me better kavana, I'm traveling on a bus, standing will give me better kavana, then I should stand, even though it's moving. And even though in other halachas, if my Rebbe came in on an airplane, we'd stand up because he's considered walking. We don't care about that definition when it comes to tefillah. Tefillah is all about what's going to give you the best kavana. And therefore, according to the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch, one should stand when he's able to. Whether standing on a car, standing on a bus, standing on an airplane. But let's get to halacha l'maisa. Number 21, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo, HaMispalel b'matos b'shas atisa, a person on an airplane while it's in the air, Yispalel tefillah shmoneh esrei b'yeshiva al mekomo. Now this is a subject of much debate amongst the poskim, amongst people who travel, but Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin based on various sensitivities, that a person should daven while sitting down in his place, v'lo b'amida b'ma'avarim, not to stand up in the back areas, in those areas you're in the way of the stewardess trying to get the food, people trying to use a bathroom, you're waking people up, you're knocking people over. You're getting in the way, you're making noise, it's a vasik in your davening.
It says Yufra, he's going to be, they're going to be mafriya him, he's not mafriya others.
Okay, he does say he will be interrupted, but I guess I'll add my own point, you'll interrupt others as well, and knock people over, block the stewardess from walking and from getting the food and using the bathrooms, all of that, and waking people up when it's still nighttime out, all of that, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is much better to daven in your seat. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes.
When you look at that case, really, if you're on a plane, you're sitting down, you'll have more kavanah, because when you're standing, you got to, like you said, the stewardess is coming, the bathroom people, you're always looking at turbulence, the seatbelt light goes on.
Right.
You're always thinking something may be coming up. Obviously, the more, I think Andy's point was, you're going to have much more kavanah if you're able to sit down. No one's bothering
you. I agree.
So is that connected to Rosh Shlomo Zalman? Is he more of a altimidos?
I think you're right. It sounds like he's saying from your own kavanah, what I guess what Andy was saying, what you're pointing out as well. I guess what I heard this initially, it seemed like it was coming from more sensitivity to others. That doesn't seem to be his focus, but I would add that as a very important focus of that sensitivity. Now, why are people so makbid on standing up and going to the minyan? People take minyan very seriously. It is a very serious thing. And the Gemara says that a person's tefillah is more miskabel when it's daven b'tzibur. But as I mentioned many, many times, and these are things, and one of the things that you're not supposed to say outside the Beis Medrash, but we're in the Beis Medrash now. And I always say people who come learn Sunday mornings are b'chlal yirishamayim. So you guys are all important to realize that the Shulchan Aruch says Yishtadl Adam, the person should try hard to daven a minyan. But Yishtadl means try hard, but doesn't mean it's a chiv, doesn't mean it's a requirement and it's a mitzvah. There's a big inyan to it. It's a very important inyan. And these are one of the things we don't want to say too many places because, minyan's not a big deal. That's, according for some, that's all they have in Yiddishkeit, unfortunately. Minyan is their one thing. They're very makbid in every minyan three times a day, which is a beautiful thing. But sometimes, if you tell them that it's only Yishtadel, if they lose that, they'll lose everything. So we don't say it outside the Beis Medrash. But it's only Yishtadel. So to go ahead and start interrupting your own tefillah, interrupting other people's enjoyment on the plane, it best that person, at least according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that one should daven while sitting down. Now look at the next page. This is a continuation. This is the
minions.
What? Miss a minion, exactly. People, Kaddish also, very important thing, Kaddish. I know people take Kaddish very seriously, and it is a very serious thing. The post can point out, if you say one Kaddish a day, that's also sufficient. So unless you're traveling a 24-hour flight, you're going to miss three Kaddishim. It's a whole other story. But again, the risk involved in interrupting your tefillah and others as well, it might be worthy of missing that Kaddish.
Okay. Going over just for the Kaddish?
Going over, no, because then you're supporting that minion. Again, there are other poskim as well. I didn't bring all the other poskim. This is what at least connects to me. Look at the continuation on the next page, the top here. This is the footnote, the Dvar Halacha, on that Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, V'chein ha-noseya b'mechunas b'samuch l'chatzos alayla. A guy is busy taking a car ride. It's coming close to Chatzos, and he needs to daven. He's going to miss Mariv. The kashlo leireb nipnei hefseid zman is gonna. He can't stop on the side of the road. It's dangerous. He's gonna lose time. On mamon, he's on the way to a business deal. Yispala arvis b'yeshiva b'mechonis. He should daven in the car, sitting down. V'lo yamtin lispala b'amida bigmar nesir lacher chatos. He shouldn't wait till he gets to his destination, to his hotel, and daven while standing up. If it's close to Chatzos, we don't want to daven say Shema after Chatzos. Better to say it while sitting in the car. Now here's a key point. Ulam hanoeg b'mechonish, the driver, lo yispal b'shas ha'niga. The guy shouldn't daven while driving the car, while pressing the gas and brake and saying Shemon Esrei and moving the wheel around, looking at his mirrors. Eliyatzer yispal, pull over the, if you're the driver, pull over to the side and daven. V'chein lo yivarech birchas ha'mazon b'shas ha'niga. So a person shouldn't bench while driving either. I had this as well when I was my wife and I went to Chicago this past summer. I mentioned this before. So based on the timing of things, I couldn't catch a minute. It just didn't work out, the time we took. So even though I usually drive, we were driving from Chicago all the way to Indiana, which was like a 5-6 hour drive or so. So I would normally do that drive, but I had to daven. So my wife drove in the car, and I put towels and tefillin on in the passenger seat while she was driving. But if I were to drive with towels and tefillin, people would think, I'm sure they thought it was crazy anyways on the passenger side. But as the driver, they'd probably call the cops, seeing some guy driving with towels and tefillin, and wouldn't have any focus either. So if you're the driver, it says with Shlomo Zalman, a person should pull over to the side and daven. It's dangerous. What? That you could say while moving. I think you're allowed to while driving. I think so. But he says this is important halacha. You mentioned benching before. We haven't focused on benching. We'll discuss it maybe a different Sunday. But he says, L'chein lo yivarech birchas ha-mazon b'shas hanhiga. You shouldn't bench while driving. There's a Gemara that says otherwise. V'lo dami l'rochev al ha-chamor d'kaimelon. The Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you're riding a chamor, d'mispalel derech hilucha, you're allowed to daven while moving on a chamor. Mipnei shekoshel av ikuv ha-derech, because you're going to lose time. V'ein d'aitem yushevas ha-ideizeh. Shiny hasam, there is different. It's a chilek is so clear. Shachamor holich miatzmo. I'm not moving the chamor. I'm directing it a little bit here, but the donkey is moving on its own. I'm not involved very heavily in the driving, so I could daven and bench while the chamor moves. Ma'ashenkin b'mechonis tzarechu lehanhiga. When it comes to a car, I need to guide it. I need to move the wheel, look in the mirrors, check the cars around me. There's a lot involved. There's no way you could say the words. We all know the words by heart. We could all say the words of Shemon Esrei davening. That's an easy thing to do. But that's not anything you could say. We know by heart. We could say it. But that's not kavanah. That's not the way to daven. And therefore, even though there are terim when it comes to a chamor or your passenger, when it comes to driving, there is no heter. Says of Shlomo Zalman, you have to pull over to the side and stop.
That will change when you have self-driving cars.
Yeah, it will definitely change. It will be like a passenger in a chanami. Now, the Ishei Yisrael quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, something I'm sure happens. Let's say a guy wakes up and he forgot to daven on the airplane. And then, actually, not so likely in the airplane this will happen. But let's say he's davening in Shemoneh Esrei, and then suddenly they say, okay, now we've landed. Now the door is open, everyone off the airplane. So he's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei right now. Or he's on a bus, and he realizes he's about to miss Zman Mincha. So he davens, and then his bus stop is here. So he's in the middle of Shema Koleinu. Is he allowed to get off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to what's the halacha? So the Ishei Yisrael quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that you are allowed to. You can't. You're not stuck on that bus for the next three stops. You're not stuck on the airplane until they kick you off and give you a big fine and throw you into jail. You're allowed to get off the plane because the Shulchan Aruch says in one place, b'di'eved, 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 you could daven while walking. So then in this case, this is considered b'di'eved. You could come off the bus, come off the airplane, and then finish Shemoneh Esrei wherever you are. Okay, there is one other Indian here. I guess we'll say this quickly, the last part of today's sugya, at least. Yechavin raglav, having your feet together.
Yeah.
All right. So so we said ideally a person should stand if he's able to. If not, you could sit. But you have to put your feet together. So what's the Indian of putting feet together? When you're in the passenger car, you're davening, it's very awkward davening, Shemoneh Esrei sitting. I'm sure everyone here has experienced that at some point, either the airplane, maybe not so much as a passenger in a car, but it's very weird to daven Shemoneh Esrei sitting down. So you have to put your feet together or not. What's the Indian of putting the feet together? So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yudam and Beis, this is source number 23. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, HaMispalel Tzarech Sheyachavin Etzeraglav, one who davens Shemoneh Esrei needs to put his feet together. Shenemar, it says, Regleim Regel Yishar. Their legs were like one singular regel. They were together. So that's the halacha, they have to be together. What's the idea? So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes here from the Yushalmi, number 24, Ubiyushalmi nechleku amararim, this machlokis, what's the basis? Chad amar kikohanim, V'chad amar kimalachim. One says to be close, similar to the Kohanim, which is more like the Tefillah is connected Karbanos Tiknum, that it's more of an avoda like Kohanim. And the other opinion thinks like Malachim, like the Malachim are an Eved Kifnei Rabba. Samanda Amar Kohanim, one says that feet to be together like Kohanim. When do you find the Kohanim having the feet together? So he says, Okev Bitzad Godel. When they would walk to do the avoda, they'd put one foot in front of the next, touching each feet to each other in a straight. So they wouldn't like take large steps, Psios Gedolos. They would actually take little what? No, only up the ramp, I think. But I think regularly they would just walk and putting one foot in front of the next, touching each other, taking small steps. And that idea would mean that they lo hayu yuchalon lipso psiagasa. They couldn't take large steps. Oh, you're right, actually. Mishim lo sigala ervascha alav. So not to expose themselves at all. So according to this, what it means to have feet together is not how we have it next to each other, but right in front of each other, standing in front, which is very strange. But that's what the Yishalmi says, according to one opinion. But Talmud Shalanu, going to now our Gemara, the Bavli, Sover Kiman Damar Kimalachim. The Malachim, which were what? Next to each other. They didn't really have two legs to be next to each other, but it looked like they were next to each other the way we do it.
They only have one.
Hilkach Tzarech Shechavein Ezraglav Zeh Keneged Zeh Kedei Shidimu Regel Echa. They should put next to each other, so it appears like you have one fat foot. As opposed to a long foot, it's a wide foot. That's the image of Kimalachim. So Machlokis, the Bavli versus the Yushalmi, Kikohanim, or Kimalachim. He does quote that some had the practice, actually, in the times of Rabbeinu Yonah, that some actually would stand, like the Kohanim, one foot in front of the other, but we don't pass in that way. We say the feet are next to each other. So the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah?
The little underline there.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I said that out loud.
Putting the toes out. No?
Yeah, that's not
saying
one in front of the other.
He says to
side like this, like a
V. Space by the top.
Oh, on top. This way, I guess. Let's see. Yesh shenogin lasich revach lemala etzel etzbaos mishum dechsev kaf reglem ki kaf regel egel vein teklum. Okay, so a different Indian, I guess. Okay, some space between it, separate them like that. A V. Yeah. So then the Shulchan Aruch paskins number 25. Yechavin raglav ze etzel ze bechivin. A person should put the feet next to each other. To give the impression like they're only one foot, to be compared to malachim. The next taz is interesting. I'm going to ignore the taz. You can do it if you want inside.
But,
exactly. That's, if it's like kohanim, it's. Oh, you think we? I haven't said how to paskin though with regards to that halacha. It's a machlok is how to paskin in that question. Number 20.
Kohanim are walking. Kohanim are walking. It's one in front of the. Correct. They got standing.
And you're right, correct. That is correct. But since it's the Tefillah's Kavoda Dami, so whatever they do their Avoda, we should be similar to how they do their Avoda. We're not walk. We can't walk during the Tefillah, so we stand the way they walk. So now, the interesting thing comes out, if it's really similar to the way Malachim stand, so what about women? The Halacha is women are not compared to Malachim. How do we know that women are not compared to Malachim? So we know there's halacha that on Yom Kippur we wear levanim, we wear white clothing. Why do we wear white clothing? Says the Rama number 27. Yesh kasu shenagu lilbosh begadim levanim and nikim b'Yom Kippur dugmas malachim asharis, like the malachim. And so we wear white clothing to be similar to the malachim. So the Magen Avraham writes in number 28. But lefize ein hanoshim lovshim levanim dein yachom liyos kamalachim. Women, for whatever reason that is, not for now, they're not compared to malachim. So they have no obligation to wear white clothing. So now, Mishnah Berurah says they wear white clothing anyways because of Kavod on Yom Kippur. But says, I saw in the Sefer Torah Chaim, that if that's the case, so women, when they daven, they shouldn't have to stand with their feet next to each other. Because they're not like Malachim. Fascinating idea. Okay. So halach l'maisa. Halach l'maisa. Yeah. No, we're passing. In the end of the day, women do have the practice of staring next to each other. But in terms of the lumdus, it's an interesting approach. Now, halach l'maisa, what do we do when you travel? When you travel and you're sitting down in the air on the airplane, do you have your feet together or not? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, number 31. We'll finish with this, and we'll bring in an interesting raya from the Ishei Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Yichavin raglov, ubidyeved afil imlo chivin raglov klal yatza. Some people actually, you notice some people don't put the feet next to each other. Sometimes people are not able to physically. Even if they are able to, they don't put the mamish next to each other. They should be next to each other if a person's able to. If a person doesn't, you've still fulfilled your mitzvah tefillah b'dievet.
Did you step back and go forward?
We didn't discuss. That's going to be next topic, next week's topic, I think. So then he says, "Lehidamus lemalachim." This is still 31. Shechemin shemedaber meshchina tzarich lasalik kol machshava zoguf milibo. Since you're talking to Hashem, you need to remove all physical from the body. Milibo ulidamos kilu hu malach vafilu emu yoshe ba'agala mikol makom yichavin raglav. Even though you might be sitting down on a wagon, on a car, on an airplane, you should still put the feet together. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. And the interesting raya actually against this, though, however, that look at number 32, Ishe Yisrael, he says, Ein magen giburim mishilti giburim teochiach bein kein meirochev agave chamor de'ein raglam mechavnin v'yotza. So he brings a raya, at least b'dievet it works. So you're on a chamor riding, your legs are not touching each other, they can't be, unless you're going to have them off to the side like that, which are like women do that. Other than that, so there's a raya that it works b'dievet, you don't have to be mechavin raglav, but a person is able to, like on an airplane or a car, one should be mechavin raglav. So we'll continue next week, probably with psias back and psias forward, and other related halachas. Have a wonderful day.